Waking up is never easy, especially when our lives are so full of being told what to do, say, and expect. Now is the time to see the truth of your own reality and step into your own power. It is important to share the plain, simple truth about what is really essential in our daily lives and how to adapt to a higher consciousness. Every week on Ask Dino Radio, Dean Thomas will share guidance and tips that will help you navigate the matrix, leading you to a far more rewarding and whole life without losing your mind. Together, we can make a difference and allow others to see that unconditional love is the way forward and can truly influence the way we live today. And now, the host of Ask Dino Radio, Dean Thomas.
Tonight's show, we're going to talk about abundance from within. But really, before we get there, let's talk about what's happened this week. Tremendous, tremendous energies, tremendous changes in the air. And ones that are really taking us deeper to revealing more layers, revealing more things that we have to deal with. So it's been quite an interesting set of energies this week. We've got a beautiful full moon here anyway. It's dark here in Croatia. But yes, lots of things have been happening. Lots of things have been changing. And lots of things have been happening in society also to allow us to value certain people, like the passing of Prince a few days ago. This sent instant news headlines around the world. And we remembered where we were at a certain place of time. It brought back fond memories. Really fond memories. And all of these stars that are passing, they're allowing us to remember better times, remember certain things that happened in our lives. And as one thing that the universe is asking us to look at really is who we truly are and how we can change ourselves to become, let's say, a more pure human being, one that's expanded his consciousness or her consciousness into a new dimension. And this sort of leads into how we create abundance from within. What is abundance? You know, society labels abundance as a sign of wealth and a sign of value. But how valuable are you as a person? You're only as valuable as you feel yourself. So we do have to create abundance from within. And abundance is something that brings us pleasure and good feeling and good sensation. It's not about the car that you drive or the holiday that you're going to go on to. It's this basic abundance of self-worth and being content. So one of the things that I suggest that you do is write down things that make you happy. And alongside those things, you can also write down, when was the last time you did that? Purely did that for yourself or for those that you love. But this is all about you. So you really want to find out what makes you happy. What ticks your boxes? What things do you like to do that bring smiles to your face and allow you to go and be that little child or be that kid? And this is really, really where we're trying to get back to this place of naivety. And, you know, I've said it before that naivety is classified as not such a nice word. It makes you sound weak. But naivety is not weakness. It's a position of strength. And that position of strength is one of complete faith and trust in all that is unknown and allowing things to evolve as they come, you know, without these expectations of what we want from life. But it is important that we do have a focus on what we would like to achieve on in life. And these things are those things that bring us happiness. And this is the core of our purpose to be here on this planet, is to be in happiness, to be in love, and to be in peace. Not what we see today. So write down what makes you feel happy. Write down what you like to do yourself that makes you happy or brings warmth to you. And set a goal. Change your weekly routine or your daily routine and set goals for yourself. Not targets, goals. You know, not so bad if you don't achieve it, but it's something that you're aiming for. And this is how you begin to manifest positive manifestation. But again, manifestation is about action also. So it's important if you set these goals that you start to implement, you take an action, you make a phone call to somebody to say that you want to start this thing, and then you continue to follow it through. And this is positive manifestation, because if the universe doesn't know what you really want because you haven't made an action, it's just your thoughts. Your thoughts and your actions have to match. And this is what we're trying to encourage through manifestation, is this change in you to attract what you're trying to manifest. And this is the beginning of creating abundance from within, is changing your mindset and setting realistic objectives, realistic goals. Plan family time also. If you're busy at work all day, every day, plan some family time. This is important for all of you as a family, to grow and to talk and to have some humor. You know, I used to be a stickler for the way I was brought up as a child around the dining table, that everyone would be quiet. And I've learned over the years that the dining table is a place to communicate. Even if it's the only place that we communicate, is that quality time. And these are the things that, with fast food and with microwave dinners and things like this, we're losing this contact with one another. You know, when you go on a metro or a bus, nobody's looking at you or talking to you. They're all busy on their iPads or their iPhones or texting or doing something. They're not communicating. We're communicating differently. And it's incredible how that change in communication has put blinkers on us. You know, it's this instant gratification. I sent you a message, so send me one back now. But hold on a second, what happens if I'm busy? You're going to get upset. And we become this instant gratification, that's all I can say. You know, we want something, we go and get it. And we don't stop to think about what's really the driving force for that. So it's going back into oneself and looking at our core worth. What really does make us happy? What do we like to do that really brings that element of fun into our lives? And do we do them still? And if we don't do them, how can we change our life to make these things into our life as important as happiness is? You're connecting with this inner child, this naive, innocent, happy-go-lucky being that you once were. And you're reconnecting with that. You go to the park and swing on the swings, or jump on the roundabout, or on the seesaw, or just sit and watch people playing. If you can, go to a beach and watch people building sandcastles, and, or just sit there and meditate and watch the ocean, and listen to the birds, listen to nature. This is abundance. You're feeding yourself from nature, this abundance, this warmth, these things that we've forgotten, things that we've forgotten exist, but they're there. So when we're reconnecting with the inner child and also with Mother Nature, we're filling ourselves with a different type of abundance, the universal abundance. And we start to appreciate it, we start to absorb it, we start to change our thought processes, and we become at one, we become in peace. And when we're manifesting and we're making these positive actions, different opportunities will come our way. And I've seen it happen myself in my everyday life when I'm, you know, looking for things to do that make me happy, is writing and teaching. So I use a freelance network to allow me to offer my services as a freelancer to do the things that I enjoy doing. I also create my own articles for my website and various other media, but I enjoy it. And I was reminded this week of a conversation that I had with somebody 2 or 3 years ago, and it was about what can I do from home to supplement my income without going back into the rat race. And it was then discussed writing, but I never did anything about it. So now I've learned, this is what I like to do. This is what I'm here to do. Maybe I've done it previously in a previous lifetime, but it's good. It feels comfortable. I'm in control of who I work with, what I write about, and I'm able to express myself freely. And I make an abundance from that, and that's good. And I'm no longer surrounded by concrete buildings and this corporate infrastructure. So if you enjoy writing, or you enjoy creating something, now is the time to be looking at this. We're, you know, looking at our creative side, which is about us. We're expressing ourselves in a different way. And I was introduced to another interesting new application this week, a new way of communicating. You're able to record high quality video of any length, so it's long form video messaging, and you can send that to your friends or also, it's a bit like WhatsApp, but it's you know, you can record for 15, 20 minutes instead of writing all night. You can send a video. I thought that was quite cool. And it's this way of new way of communicating. Soon we're not going to be texting and SMSing and tweeting. We're going to be communicating through video. And this way we're able to express ourselves fully and from our own truth in a message that can be delivered to somebody the other side of the world, and it's there when they wake up. And this is, you know, maybe the evolution of communication, but it brings us closer because we can look and we can see and we can see the expression of the people. We can't see this in text messages or SMS. So these new things that are coming out are there to encourage us to communicate freely and without hindrance. And if we can't see somebody 10,000 miles away or 5,000 miles away, send them a video message. Say hello, say how you're doing, and let them feel your passion, your love for them, and your enjoyment of an appreciation of their being in your life. So the type of thing to help you create abundance from within is to meditate. Meditate in a quiet space. Learn to be at one with yourself and turn off those thought processes. And we'll continue when we come back after this cool music. We're going to go and see some Bob Marley.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers. Live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on Om Times Radio, every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times.
From writing down what you feel makes you happy, write down what you believe are your limitations. What's stopping you from achieving something making you happy? Is it the children? Is it your work? Is it something else? So write your limitations down. Even if it's finance, write that down. If it's family, if it's obligations, whatever, write that down on a piece of paper also. And then what you can begin to do is to look at how you can change these dynamics to bring the focus back to yourself. And meditation, as I was talking about before the break, is a good way to relax, to stop your mind from thinking. Some of you will probably need to listen to some meditation music or guided meditations, but one of the best ways is to go out into nature and to appreciate all of these things that are around us and to appreciate that we're alive and we're on this planet. Particularly if it's by a river or by the sea, you get so much power and energy from these types of places. And you can feel that energy and you can feel it going passing through you. And you're absorbing it and you're out of the rat race. You're back at one with yourself. And I always encourage people to plan at least a day a week out in nature, in a park or out and about in nature. If that means doing it over 7 days, that's what it means. But spend time in this nature to appreciate what we have. Even if it's a zoo or, you know, standing in someone's backyard or whatever. Get away from the city. Get away from all of this 3D energy that's on this planet and escape and regroup, recharge your soul and lift, clear your mind, purify your mind and vessel and listen to what's coming through when you're out of this environment. And this is good therapy, even if it means sitting outside reading a book for a couple of hours a day in a park or anywhere really outside, away from the normal day-to-day challenge that you live in. And don't be afraid to explore new ideas. These are, you know, sometimes when we clear our mind, we have these brainwaves. I had one this afternoon before I was making the show. I was writing some notes for another project, and it was very creative. It was something that I plan on doing for my own business, for my own website, which is an ebook, but it's going to be a creative ebook. And this is because of some of the things that I've learned in the last 6 to 12 months on now what I can do myself from my learning. And, you know, some people will turn to art. Why not go to some art classes or pottery classes or whatever, you know, working with ceramics or glass or fabrics. Look at these new ideas on what brings you some satisfaction, self-satisfaction. And explore them. And creativity is a wonderful way of expressing yourself. Some of us use words. Some of us use pictures. Take photographs. I know some people love to take photographs everywhere they've been, but of nature and telling their story and their sensations and their feelings when they're out in this environment. So you got a mobile phone. Take pictures of what's going on around you. Take you time also. Many of us live busy lives. And I know today that I'm having a me day. I'm having a very, very selfish day. We've had takeaway for dinner. I've been in the house all day chilling, just relaxing. And that's because of all of the energies that have changed in this last week. You know, I had a feeling that there was lots to happen. And there has been lots of happenings. And it's incredible in that short space of time. And here we are today getting hung up on something that we can't have now, but we can't appreciate all that has changed in the last week or the last 24 hours. And, you know, we need to take these things and appreciate them and accept that they're here with us in harmony. And we start to love it again. We start to enjoy, we start to connect with nature. And you know, the way things are going, this is something that we need to do with haste, because the dynamics of of geopolitical situations, of global events, earthquakes, volcanoes erupting, and things like this, these are signs. These are signs of change. These are signs and signs that we should connect We need to communicate with people this love that we feel from us. And this is sharing our abundance. You know, we're sharing our abundance to the outside world, to humanity. And what comes back is abundance in another way. You know, I've always worked hard at everything that I've done all my life. And I realize now that this path that I'm on, this writing journey, which I started as a few months ago as to earn extra income to support this things like the radio show and things, is the abundance is just coming, and things that I change in my day-to-day working life, if I don't begin to feel comfortable with a certain project, this project will fall by the wayside and a replacement project is set up. And it's quite interesting because, you know, when we're manifesting and something happens to us, we just focus our energy on that manifestation. We don't look at the evolution or the expansion of that thing that we've manifested, and that we must continue to work at it, because what we get initially is just the initial being, is the creation. Now we have to mold it into something that is pure, it's right, and it matches with our frequency and vibration. So it's you know, there are many changes happening. I've seen it happening myself. I've seen it happening to other people, that these changes are coming through quick and fast. And we are being asked not to question it. We're being asked not to analyze it. But our human mind allows us this 3D process of analyzing everything. And this really is our ego at work. And, you know, when you take your time for yourself, and enrich your body with nature, this filling yourself, recharging yourself with nature's abundance, you become your own power. You become able to express yourself in a different way. You've learned that something doesn't serve you, so you quickly let it go. Or you change something in your life because it doesn't serve you. It's no longer serves you, or something that you're trying doesn't serve you, but you don't feel comfortable doing it. And something else comes in. And this is this faith and trust in where you're going. And more importantly, faith and trust in yourself. And everything that you're doing is for your purpose and for your life purpose and part of your soul journey. And very soon, once you start something new, you're quickly shown what needs to be changed, what's not quite right. If you're dealing with stress with a certain situation, you have to ask yourself, is this because of me, or is this because of the situation, or is this because of what I'm doing? And you have to be able to decipher what these signals are and these messages are. And if you try and turn everything into a positive scenario, if it's something that you shouldn't be doing, it's going to keep coming back to you. And it's going to show you that there's a lesson to be learned here. So, and you know, it's also not to be afraid to stop something that you've started because it doesn't bring you happiness, and you continue to evolve that into something else that is finally what you're trying to achieve, you know, and will bring you complete happiness. So it's important to keep trying and testing and working at what you're doing, because the work is part of a process, and this process can last for the rest of your living days. I mean, that's good for you. And that's good for you because you're constantly renewing your thought processes, your views, and your life lessons that you're supposed to learn. And the more adept you get at recognizing what you need to deal with, the quicker you start to ascend and you start to open up more. But you do become very tired, because your soul becomes tired as you're purifying and you're healing. And your energy levels do drop. And this is why it's important to have this you time. A selfish day. If you've got kids, take provisions for the kids. Ask one of your relatives to look after them. And now really is the time to be asking for help and support from those that understand what you're going through and can resonate with you. And if you have those others in your life that don't, then these are the people that you can ask for help from with respect to what you need to look after, so you can take this me time. And you know, even if it means taking a couple of hours out for a massage or a sauna or swimming, do something like that. But it's important to have it. Have an extended lunch break or you know, wake up a couple of hours earlier, but it's important. And you start to grow from that. You start to expand your conscious thought process. And your 5D consciousness comes down into your 3D and you start to think differently. And your view on abundance is different also. What is valuable to you today is different to what was valuable to you maybe 5 years ago. You know, at the end of the day, abundance is not just money. Money is a tool. It's something that gets you from A to B. It allows you to live in this existence. But there's a far more important means and methods of achieving abundance through things that you like to do from your heart center. And sharing that with others is good. It's very positive. So if you have a support group around you, share information and find out if others are struggling and find out, you know, offer yourself out to help someone, especially if they're going through change or they don't understand. You know, maybe not as part of a spiritual journey, but it may be something that you can add your experience from with. You can add your experience to shed some light onto an issue that somebody may, it may solve somebody else's issue. So there will be people coming into your life. You'll be going doing things that you've been doing before. Yeah, and, you know, you'll be going into these circles and life-changing situations where you might find that it's another, that you've done it again. You've done it previously 2 or 3 years ago or 5 or 10 years ago. And these are things that you need to close properly so that you can change the outcome for the better. So this is what's happening with the universal energies right now. So it's important that you have this abundance of self-worth and to believe in everything that you're trying to create. Don't try to create too much at the same time. Focus on one thing. And we'll carry on after the break. Enjoy the music. It's great.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. This is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on Om Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, and here we are again. So part of this exercise is also to release old beliefs and templates, because you need to make way for the changes that are needed to come into our lives. You know, we've lived our lives so far like this, we've made minor changes, but now we're making serious life-changing decisions. And of course, we want to know that everything is not going to be risky because we're risk conscious. But waking up every morning is a risk. Driving your car is a risk. Doing whatever you do every day is a risk. So what's the risk about changing the way that you view things? And changing the way that you live your life into one of happiness, not one of feeling as though you're in service to others, you're somebody else's slave, or whatever other reason, whatever reason that you have for living the life that you live now. And it is time for us to look at these templates that we've had indoctrinated in us, whether it be through family, through religion, through obligations, or through what we've married into. It doesn't matter. What's important to us? What's important for our dreams and our visions? And yes, you know, this is a big risk into the unknown. But it's one that you know that you're in control of because you're leading and making the decisions. Because your goal is happiness. So of course you're going to work hard and you're going to invest your time and energy into that. And if you've invested all of that energy into yourself, you're happy to take risks. You have to take a gamble. You have to roll the dice. Remember the first date you had. Remember the first kiss that you had. Remember the first car that you drove. All of those first risks that you took, there's no difference now. But you've lived a lot of life. So you know what you like and you know what makes you happy. So change your life to achieve that happiness. Fill yourself with that love and appreciation of everything that you can do. And it doesn't necessarily mean at what you work as, at what you do, what you contribute. And sharing that with your friends and family is important also to get this appreciation back from those that you love. It's important also when you make choices is to self-validate these choices. And you're doing them for the right reasons. You know, you can do a yes and no column and you can tick yeses and nos for questions that you want to ask. And you can do the more yeses means that you're going to do this task or this change, make this change. Or you can ask your spirit guide, you can ask your angels to confirm your thought process and your decision, and ask them to give you a sign that this is the right path if you're unsure yourself. So it is important to validate, and whichever way you validate. And then you can step forward and make your action and start the manifestation process of this dream or this vision or this creativity that you want to make or this whatever you want to achieve. And you fill yourself with this maybe adrenaline, this new adrenaline, this new felt passion for something that you're striving for yourself and not for somebody else. And it's not selfish. It's actually strength and it's you. So when you're making these choices and you're self-validating, don't be influenced by other people and other people's decisions or what other people think. And I often say, not to share your thoughts with others, because others sometimes have a motive for you not to evolve or not to develop. So it's important that you don't share your information about you, about your objectives, because there's always somebody out there that is greedy, that can disrupt your plans or move a lot quicker than you know how society is today. Nobody cares. Well, those that do care are afraid to show that they care. But if you share something, you dilute it. You dilute its value because you start to absorb other people's opinions. So it develops, it dissolves your own creation. So self-validation is important. And run with it. And then once you've started running with things, you then ask for people's opinion. What do you think of this? What do you think of that? If it's important. But what is important is what is important to you. Do you need external validation for everything that you do? No, If you do, then you have some issues to deal with. But, you know, that's another story. But we don't need to look externally for validation. When we're, you know, when we're choosing clothes, or maybe clothes is the wrong example, or plants or something, you know, a pet, if, you know, what we choose to eat, these are things that make us happy. So we can choose anything to make us happy and start to achieve it and start to work towards it and make some changes that suit us, not suit others. If you've got kids, I said it before, organize kids. You know, it can be done. You just need to find a way to let it be and have will to succeed in what you want to achieve with this goal. And from this, abundance is created. You know, you keep investing time in something, and that energy is just going to keep building and building and building. And when you finally receive the reward or the congratulations or the outcome, it's beautiful, because it's something that you have worked hard at, worked hard for. And it's not from a position of ego, it's from a heart center. It's your desire, it's your passion. And then you can begin to appreciate it and appreciate a lot more than what you've ever appreciated before in your life. And living in the here and now, it's very, very difficult for us as human beings. But it's possible. It's possible for us to live lives. You can have duality in 3D and your 3D interactions and being at home in harmony and peace. Yes, you can have that type of duality. But there are ways in which you can live your complete life in this environment. It just means making changes that are right for you. And that abundance and, you know, letting go of things is one way of release. Challenging things that can be changed because time has passed, and revisiting them is another whole different ballgame. This takes courage and is determination that you're willing to confront these issues and go through them again. You know, something like that has happened to me this week. I've reached out to, via my auntie, to my parents, who I haven't spoken to in 25 years. I didn't think I was going to do that last week. But my youngest daughter has been pushing me and triggering me with regard to my parents. So I sent a message, and how the universe is bizarre, I sent the message one day, I got the answer the next day, and my auntie is going to visit them this weekend, of all weekends. So there's a reason why I was pushed to contact her. And it means there's unsolved business. There's some resolution, or there's some peace to be made. So I've sent out the olive branch. I should get a message tomorrow or the next day, whether they want to speak to me or not. And if they don't, this is not my issue. I've reached out and I've done my part, and I can move on from that chapter or close that book and continue writing the one that I've written. So don't be afraid to go backwards. You know, we can all think that we've healed ourselves and purified ourselves, but there's always something that's coming back. And even now, today, I'm looking at where I was 2 years ago, and I can see the similar patterns are reoccurring. But I know that the outcome is going to be different because of the where I am today as a person, and where I'm more balanced and more in tune with all that is. And it has a profound effect on us as individuals. And no longer are we influenced by somebody else's BS. You know, we can just laugh and we can chuckle away and we can move on with it. And we're not reacting very much anymore. You know, something that triggers us these days, you know, it takes a lot to be triggered, because we've dealt with a lot of issues. And when we are triggered, we need to quickly look at those and say, okay, what's going on here? Where is this coming from? Why am I being triggered? And there's a message there. There's something for you to look at. And as you process it, you'll begin to find the answers. And some memory may come flashing back, or, you know, you may remember something that you did 10 years ago, and it will be a similar situation. And you'll remember how the outcome of that situation 10 years ago, And how is this outcome going this time? Is there a different outcome possible? So you're being reminded that there are outcomes that you can change. So you can't repeat history, but you can change the outcome. And this is what we're trying to achieve. We're going back to revisit it. We're dealing with it. And we have more answers and we have more wisdom now. And we're going to apply that because we'd be foolish not to. You know, we'll be giving the same opportunity again. So therefore, we need to change the outcome. And that cycle will stop repeating. And you're creating a new future for yourself, free of that chain or free of that anxiety or free of that situation, free of that fear. It takes a brave person to go backwards and to conquer things that he's already probably conquered in a different lifetime or in a different dimension. And from that you get courage and you fill yourself with these things that are missing from yourself. You know, you're repairing this damage and you're healing this damage. And from that you're asking your guides and your angels to help you heal and to cut these cords that are associated with others and release yourself from it. And after this type of thing, you're going to be shattered, you're going to be tired, and it's important that you're able, as I said, to take this time for you to reflect on all that you've achieved and all that you've done and all that you're going to do. Because be sure that if you did this practice every week, what was last week is going to be completely different to this week. And it's dramatically changed. And you can only reflect when you look back in time how things have changed. You can't change in a second or a minute or a day. It takes time. We'll continue.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffee and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
I love it when a plan comes together. I did make some notes tonight as well for the show, so I had some flow to go through. And when you're testing yourself and these answers and these decisions that you're making, then you can be sure of where you're going. And then you're taking responsibility. And it is important that we take responsibility for ourselves and our own actions. We can stop blaming other people for what goes wrong. What happens, happens. You know, shit happens, they say. But we need to take responsibility for ourselves and stop looking for targets. This victim mode needs to go. And yes, we can feel sorry for ourselves about certain things that happen in our life, but what does it serve us to carry that energy around with us? Do we feel good when we're feeling miserable and down? No. So we should learn to let this go a lot quicker. Do something. If you're feeling down, just change something. Just run in the street or scream out or slap your face or whatever to change what you're thinking so that you don't bring your vibration down, because it takes so much time to get this positivity back into your life, into your day, especially if you've gone for a long time in a lower vibration. But you will be affected by others. And it's important to understand that also, that you can pick up other people's energy. And you have to look at these people that you're interacting with, or those people that you're interacting with, and see how you feel after you finish talking to them or being around them, and whether they drain your energy. And if they do, you have to look at that imbalance and try to figure out whether you need to continue communicating with that person or whether you are doing it for the sake of doing it. And if you stop communication, do you feel better? And the chances are, yes, you will. So it is all about reclaiming your own power and all of this energy that you have given away to replenish yourself. And you take you draw a line in the sand and you start to say, okay, from tomorrow I'm going to do this. I'm going to change my way, change the way that I wake up, change the way that I go to sleep, change what I have for breakfast. And make these changes and surprise yourself with all the wonders of the world. And look at what's going on around you outside through different eyes, through pure, you know, I say, don't have television for a week. Don't read the news for a week. And talk to different people every day. Start saying hello to people or good morning to people. Start opening doors for others or holding the door open for somebody that's behind you. Because it does make a difference to somebody else's day. And if you say hello to somebody, you're going to get a hello back. 9 times out of 10, you will get a hello back. And that's feeding you abundance. And the more you do this, the more you're sharing your good morning spirit or your good afternoon spirit. And this is going to come back to you. Remember Christmas times. You walk around, everyone says Merry Christmas. Why can't we say hello every day? Or goodbye every day? Have a nice day. You know, we don't need to be in a fast food environment to have this, have a nice day. Or talking to customer service. We can be civil to each other. Remember those days of chivalry? I do. The days of gentlemen. I remember those days. I wasn't taught these things, but I know these things instinctively. And I live those instinctive rules every day of trying to do my best, trying to be a gentleman, trying to say hello to make somebody else's day, because it comes back. And these simple things that we can do every day fill us with abundance. And it's our spirit is raised and our light becomes shiny. And we're just pouring out this love inside. And it takes time to go through this process of change. It's not an overnight thing. It requires constant work and constant energy. So if you're constantly giving your energy away, you are going to be much more tired and you're going to want to stop very soon after you start. So it is important that you start to make these changes and are able to invest time and not give up, because you're only giving up on yourself. So set yourself daily tasks if you need to, but don't fall into a box that you need to stick to this regime. You need to self-discipline. And this is what I'm learning now about balancing everything that I have going on in my life is, okay, the foundation is here. Now we need to make this foundation in the right order, so that one is not affected by the other, and we begin to live in a different way where everything is comfortable and there's no conflict. So it's all about adjusting and changing. And then our lives are full and complete and full of happiness and full of joy. And we don't really then care about what goes on outside. Because when you are in a place of happiness, you're happy and you share it. But you don't care what goes on outside in the outside world because you're happy. You're in your own bubble. That bubble of joy, that bubble of love. And you will transmit it. And it will come back to you. So just to recap, write down things that make you happy. And focus on those things. Ask what's stopping you from achieving these? Why aren't you doing them? What has changed? What can you change to allow these things to happen? And then you start to map out your life. You're claiming it back. You're taking everything back to yourself. And once you have that complete picture, you can then decide what you wish to do, what is in your happiness column, what is in your unhappy column, and you start to balance it all out. And it does take analysis, and it does take time, and it's part of a process. And each of you will do this process, will follow this process in your own time. There's no race. It's not a 90-minute soccer game or a cricket match or anything like that. There's no time limit. There's no winner except yourself. And don't set your targets unambitiously. And don't limit them. You know, you can write down general ideas, and from those general ideas you begin to explore. And with discovery, you're learning what resonates with you, and then you finesse it. You make it a niche that's unique to you. And you invest your time in that. And that reclaims all of the time that you had invested in others. And then the rewards for yourself are far greater. And you feel more comfortable within yourself. Creating new routines is good. Looking at arts and crafts is also good. If you like to write poetry, write. If you like to doodle on paper, start to doodle on paper and allow yourself to free draw. I auto write quite a lot, which means I just basically write without even thinking. The words are just flowing. And when you're journaling regularly, these things do come to you quite easily. And you start to be able to channel write or auto write without thought. These words are just coming through. And yes, they're channeling. You're channeling yourself. And the messages may mean something for you or those that are around you. You know, when I'm receiving information or I'm triggered by somebody that I'm talking to, I'll just say what comes into my mind because there's ultimately a message there. And a lot of that does come from past lives and reminding us of things that we've done and closing that chapter in that book to allow the complete book to be closed. And when we're full of this abundance and this self-love and this self-respect and this self-appreciation, we're able to achieve anything that we want to. Nothing is impossible. We all have a dream. We all have something that we strive to achieve in our lives. Invest in that, because that's investing in yourself. And this whole enlightenment and this ascension and awakening is about getting to your true, authentic self. So if you like to paint, or you like to draw, or you like to write, what's so wrong in you being able to do that? Why do you have to follow what society says that you must do or expects from you? Can you imagine if you really did something that you liked and you enjoyed every day, how much more gratifying and appreciative you would be of life? Your life would change. Your earnings income may drop, but it also may increase. If you're investing everything of you in what you do, you can expect that back and more in other things. In material world, you will receive abundance, but you will receive a lot more love back. You will a lot more appreciation. You will enjoy the qualities of life because the stress will be gone. There'll be no external influences in your life to affect you. And those that do come in, you'll be able to bounce back off because you're in a new place with a new thinking and with a new appreciation of who you are. Next week, we're going to be talking about past life memories. And I may be bringing on a couple of guests that are soul family members of mine that have experienced past life memories. And we've often conflabbed over the internet about what we've experienced, why we've experienced, and what it means, and what it means today. And there is a big reason for past life memories. And they are to help us release what needs to be released, what soul memory we've brought with us to remind us of a change in our current life that needs to be made to enable us to release this memory back to source. So we will find ourselves repeating things over the next couple of weeks. And it's important that we do talk about past life memories. And I know I've got a very special guest coming with me on the 7th of May, Judith Cusell from South Africa. We're going to be talking about twin souls and twin flames, negative patterns carried over from past lives, and the challenges of twin flame relationships and sacred unions. So that's coming up on May the 7th. Next week, the 30th of April, past life memories. Have a great evening. Have a great day. Sending you love and light. Good night.